From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday was yet another day of airstrikes and shelling by Russian-backed Syrian forces in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Amateur video showed rescuers dashing toward heavily damaged areas to help the hundreds of wounded. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 60 were killed, on top of Monday's death toll of about 30. Airstrikes also struck rebel-held northwest Idlib province. Meanwhile, the observatory said rebel missile strikes targeted the capital. The UN Tuesday called for an immediate ceasefire in contested areas. Jens Lerke is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
They're calling for at least 1 month's humanitarian pause starting immediately throughout Syria, given the very critical humanitarian needs and the inability to provide the aid that we do have. The team there, they warns of very dire consequences of the crisis in several parts of the country.
Meanwhile, the lead investigator of the UN-mandated Commission of Inquiry on Syria said his team is looking into reports of the use of chlorine gas in both Idlib and eastern Ghouta. It appears that embattled South African President Jacob Zuma is approaching the end of his political career as the ruling African National Congress meets this week to discuss his future. Jesse Duarte is an ANC Deputy Secretary General.
So we'll be discussing a matter of serious concern to all of us within the ANC, and of course a matter of great public interest to the people of South Africa. And that's what we're going to do on Wednesday.
The 75-year-old Zuma has been beset by years of allegations of corruption. He was removed as ANC leader in December. His term is due to expire next year with new elections. This is VOA News. 81-year-old Iranian-American Bakir Namazi is back in a Tehran jail after a brief medical leave. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed disappointment at the news.
We have been alarmed for some time at his declining health. We know that he's in urgent need of sustained medical care. We're deeply disappointed in the fact that he has been returned to prison. We're concerned about his health. We call for his unconditional release from his unjust detention in Iran, and that renews our calling for all Americans who are being held in Iran and being held unjustly to be returned to the United States. That includes his son, Simek, and Shenhua Wang, and also Robert Levinson, who's been there for more than a decade.
An Iranian government medical examiner said Namazi should have been granted a 3-month leave. Both he and his son, Simek, arrested on espionage charges and sentenced to 10 years. The remaining members of the Supreme Court in the Indian Ocean Island nation of the Maldives rescinded an earlier order to free imprisoned opposition politicians after President Yameen Abdul Gayoom declared a state of emergency and had two members of the High Court arrested. Exiled former President Mohammad Nasheed said his successor must be removed and called for India's intervention. Polish President Andrzej Duda Tuesday signed into law a controversial bill that could result in prison time for anyone using the phrase Polish death camps or suggesting the Polish nation or state was complicit in Nazi war crimes. Martin Krieger is a professor of law and social theory at the University of New South Wales.
They make the point, the correct point, that these were purely Nazi camps in which millions of Poles, as well as Polish Jews and other Jews, were killed, and that there was nothing Polish about them except that they were among the victims.
The country's constitutional tribunals reviewing the law, the U.S. and Israel, have been critical. Rescuers searched Wednesday for victims of Tuesday's earthquake in Taiwan that collapsed buildings, left at least 4 dead, and dozens injured or missing. The quake measured 6.4 magnitude, striking near the popular tourist city of Hualien. In Washington, the House of Representatives approved another stopgap spending measure to fund the government through March 23rd, with a Thursday deadline looming. The measure goes to the Senate. President Donald Trump said he favors a shutdown if Congress fails to approve his immigration proposals.
If we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill, if we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country.
The House version does not contain changes to immigration law. And a sigh of relief at the closing bell on Wall Street Tuesday. After Monday's sharp drop of nearly 1,200 points, the benchmark Dow Jones Index gained nearly 570 points Tuesday. It'll close at 24,912. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.